Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
I still haven't fixed that, but I know who Nick Searcy
is
now.
That's 4 weeks in a row, you said.
Yeah, well, but no, but listen, I know
hey,
who Nick Searcy is.
I'm all better. I remember to unmute.
Yeah, that's cool. We're glad you're with us. But hold on. I finally know who did our intro. I know the man. I didn't meet him.
Okay.
But I know who he is because he's in that new show Hot Zone that I was watching on Nat Geo channel.
Yes, he is in Hot Zone.
And he was like the mad scientist that had gone rogue. And,
yes.
You know, great show. Awesome. It was only 6 episodes. It was a mini series. But
he's an excellent, excellent actor. Just
he's awesome.
I'm the only one left who has no clue.
That's all right.
So now I officially know who has done our radio theme for the last, what?
7 years?
4 years plus.
Yeah, yeah. So Nick Searcy, you rock, man. All right. Anyway, sorry.
I can tell you. Hang on.
CB, you're alive. You're with us.
Because I have the email.
Alive. I'm unmuted.
Oh, 5.5 years.
Yeah, there you go.
Not 4.5. 5.5. It's 2013, late in the year. All right. Anyway, you all know who Nick Searcy is. CB is here. He's recovered.
Oh, he's not recovered, but he's here.
I'm as good as I'm going to be.
He's as good as he's going to be.
Far from recovery.
Today is the best I'm going to feel for the rest of my life.
It gets worse every morning.
It gets worse every day.
Well, that's depressing.
I know.
The truth.
Hey, I'm on the...
Let's play ZZ Top again.
Excuse me. Unless I live past 124, yeah. I'm on the downward side.
Yeah, that's true. None of us. I don't think any of us are going to make the 124.
I don't think I would want to.
I tell you, if I feel now like I feel now, I don't want to know how I feel at 124.
Oh, God. It would just be depressing all by itself.
Well, it's June 3rd already. Year's flying by.
Yeah, you know what? It's June 3rd, and last night at my house, it was 36 degrees.
Ooh. Cool.
Yeah.
I saw in Pennsylvania it's going to be like 50 overnight low tonight, and I was thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to have to take a fucking coat. I'm going up north tomorrow. And
road trip.
Yeah. And then I looked in, like, the rest of the next 2 weeks, nothing's going to be below, like, 63, 64. But then again, I remembered I'm from Florida, and 63, 64 is freaking cold to me, so I did bring a hoodie.
The one you had to buy at the Denver game?
No, that one's too thick. I just got my Cowboys hoodie.
I'm surprised.
You better bring it. you pansy.
I got out 40 degrees, and I felt like I was dying, and it was horrible.
You know what I don't understand?
If you live in Florida, don't go to Denver for Thanksgiving.
No, but I don't get why you guys think 60 is so cold. I mean, you guys live in air conditioning. I mean, I walk in.
My air conditioning said it's 77 or 78.
Oh, you're that high. Okay.
I didn't realize.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking you were more down towards like 70, 71.
And we today was, I think, the 15th day of 90 degrees plus in a row.
Oh.
It's friggin' July or August already. Anyway, but just be glad, no matter where we are, New York, Massachusetts, and Florida, for us, we're not in Chicago this past weekend because the thugs' aim seems to be improving. 10 out of 52 shot this weekend were fatal. You know, usually it's like 7 out of 46 or 3 out of 39. You know, 10 out of 52 were fatal. That's not good.
Oh.
Also, we had the Virginia Beach shooter killed 12 and wounded 4 with a pair of 45s yesterday. It's very, very sad situation.
It wasn't yesterday. It was a couple days ago.
2 days ago, yeah. But you won't be hearing about that anymore since the shooter legally bought the guns. He was black, and he's not a right winger. So therefore, you won't be hearing any more about that one.
It's already off the news cycle.
Yeah, it is. I told you. Meanwhile, Russia's military... Russia pulled their military out of Venezuela, like Trump told them to. And Mexico is now stopping illegals at their southern border all of a sudden. Gee, like Trump told them to. And then China sent Arjman Bad a nice letter over the weekend saying they're willing to resume trade negotiations. I tell you all this because if you watch the media all day, the only thing you know is that Meghan Markle hates the president. Period. Aren't you glad you have us? Well, we'll tell you all that. Plus, we have breaking news. Breaking news.
I like breaking news. Is it really good?
This is pretty good. Louisiana principal resigns after being arrested at a strip club while on a school field trip to Washington, D.C.
Oops.
Yeah, that headline's bad enough.
I wonder how many congressmen snuck out the back door.
Yeah, well, they didn't get caught because they weren't out in the middle of the street with their dog. But
is that what they call him nowadays?
No. Well,
it was a real dog.
Yeah, Holy Family principal Michael Como.
Holy Family.
Yeah, Holy Family. He's a principal of a Catholic school.
Not anymore.
Was arrested Thursday night at a Washington D.C. Strip club.
Is that part of the initiation to become a priest?
No, because they're girls at the strip club, not little.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Yeah. Yeah. Not a Jack and Jill night.
Well, you know.
Might have been. We don't know.
They might switch off.
Good point.
According to a police report, officers responded to Archibald's Gentlemen's Club in Washington, D.C. I don't know where that is. I've been to D.C. a million times. I have no idea where Archibald's is. But they responded to an intoxicated man refusing to pay his bill, unquote. Principal Como allegedly was observed standing in the roadway, refusing to move, according to the police report. It went on to say they asked him multiple times to move out of the roadway, and he refused. He was arrested for public intoxication, possession of an open container of alcohol, and numerous sources say he had a service dog with him at the bar strip club. I thought you went to the bar strip club to get service.
If you're blind, what good is a strip club?
This is a sick individual.
Yeah. Well, he can't be blind. He can't be blind. He wouldn't be the principal. I'm not.
No, you know what he did? For $75, you can get any animal declared a service dog. That's all it costs, $75 freaking dollars.
Dude, you can get anything declared a service animal anymore.
Yeah. And then you can take it on a damn plane and irritate the shit out of everybody else. Okay? It's crap, but you can do it. So he looked at, okay, $75, or put him in a kennel at home for $60 a day for 5 days. I'll spend the $75, take a little shit along with me. You know, it's Washington, D.C. If he poops in the street, nobody's going to notice.
Can the hotel
take him to San Francisco? He'll get lost in the poop.
San Francisco, the dog would be grossed out.
If you have a hotel, like a regular chain hotel, a big name chain hotel that doesn't allow dogs, is a service dog still allowed with that $75? You know,
I would assume.
I'm just curious because
the only time I ever taken a dog into a hotel was when I was moving down to Florida and I had the big Jimmy in the expedition. With the rest of my crap and mini-me. And I kept him drugged up the whole way down. I gave him massive quantities of doggy downers because he gets hyper. And we had to stop at a Motel 6 because they do allow animals.
All right, sorry, I sidetracked us from our...
So I don't know about that. Well, he resigned. You can't be the principal of 7th and 8th and 9th graders at a Catholic school, get drunk at a strip club, be outside with an open container and your fake service dog and expect to keep your job.
If he just done this nice and quietly and peacefully and paid his bill, he'd have been fine. But
if he's smart, he'd get the same lawyer the pooping principal got up in, where's that at? Was that Massachusetts or Connecticut?
Yeah, he's set.
Yeah.
The guy who pooped on the track?
The guy I pooped on the running track of the opposing high school, he got a full year's salary plus like $100,000+ for vacation days he hadn't used. So this principal, I don't know how smart this principal is, but he is our breaking news.
What a moron.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell do you want to go to a strip club for? I mean, Jesus God.
Have
you ever seen his wife?
Maybe. She wasn't,
It doesn't matter.
The kids were tucked in for the night. He had time
were
off.
They?
He wanted.
Oh, were they with him?
Well, no. The article said the kids were tucked in, and the other chaperones were in charge of them. So, I mean, he basically was free to go to the strip club.
I've been to three strip clubs my entire life. Three times I've been to a strip club. How many times have you been to one?
Me, twice.
Twice.
Me, once.
Once. Okay, so we averaged two trips per lifetime. Okay. All three of my trips, I was coerced. Two of them, it was my boss who insisted on me going with him because I don't drink, and he knew I could drive his drunk ass home afterwards. And the other time was out in Vegas when I was with three of my buddies, and it was peer pressure.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't real peer pressure.
Oh, come on, man. These girls, they come up, like, and they get in your face, and they go, buy me a drink, and they sit there, and it's like, God, no, get away. Where's the sanitizer?
Just wear a shirt that says I have gonorrhea, and they won't come in.
Oh, yeah. You get those shirts at the Walmart. Oh, my God.
You might. They're secondhand.
I did not enjoy any trips to the strip clubs. Sorry.
They're not bad. I went to the strip clubs in Canada when my buddy turned 18, because up there you can go at 18. And I have to say, they actually were very classy. It was much more upscale than what we're used to down here.
In other words, it cost more than $100 to take Summer to the back room?
It would have cost more than $100 to take Summer to the back room. But
that's all it costs in Baltimore.
It was very classy.
I know, because I watched it twice.
In my neck of the woods, you steer as far away from the strip clubs that you
This is back in, oh my God, it was in the 90s. So imagine I was going to say Summer's more expensive. Summer's 50 years old now.
We had Stormy.
Summer's probably a lot cheaper.
Yeah, our local strip club just had the Stormy Daniels chick come about a month ago. She did a show, a dance, a strip.
She did stuff.
It signed autographs. I wouldn't have paid to see that, but people did.
right. Well, speaking of getting flashed and seeing things you don't want to see or you might want to see or whatever.
I want to see something.
Apparently, our moon is mooning us.
Sweet.
Or flashing us, at least. A scientist launched a bid to observe and understand mysterious flashes of lights on the surface of the moon. It's a transient, luminous, lunar phenomena. Occurred several times a week and illuminates parts of the moon landscape for a brief period of time and disappears. Sometimes there's a reverse effect, which causes the surface to darken. I think it's just the alien ships passing by. What do you think?
Kicking up dust?
Yeah, something.
I like your alien thing, but is this costing me taxpayer money?
Of course it is.
Then I don't fucking care.
Well, they're trying to figure it out.
But I don't care.
They care.
This is just one of those things. There's space other than keeping track.
Or this could be a story planted by Jeffrey Bezos to get out of the Justice Department antitrust thing that's coming at Amazon. And because he's got that company and he's already got his moon lander mock-up done.
So what? He's gonna leave the country?
No, but Bezos owns the which ones he own?
Bezos.
Elon Musk owns SpaceX.
SpaceX, yeah.
Yeah, and what's I can't forget what Bezos' name is, but Bezos has been doing better and better. A lot of people think he's past Elon Musk. Of course, he's got more money. Elon Musk only has the money the government gives him. Bezos has his own.
Yeah, well, then that just means Elon Musk is smarter. He's spending other people's money.
Well, yeah.
Not if he loses.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to pay it back.
The problem with this whole program is it's going to crash and burn for real, and there's going to be an accident, and someone's going to get killed, and it's going to be grounded.
Well, when you go down through the story, there is a possibility the moon is merely farting.
That's quite kind of cool. The sun burps.
It's been going on since the 50s, but it's been a little more frequent of lately, because, or maybe it's just because we have better ways to
observe. We have better optical.
Yeah. But when this one of the scientists thinks that seismic activities are observed on the moon, and when the surface moves, gases that reflect sunlight escape.
Well, here's another. You said, CB, that we have better optics, which is true.
We have higher resolution stuff.
Right, but isn't there also a study out there right now that has been saying that the moon is getting closer to us?
No, the moon is getting further away.
Further away. Okay.
Yeah, eventually it will break orbit.
Oh,
well,
really?
The thing about the moon that I've never known, I'm not a scientist or anything, but one of the things about the moon that is supposedly true, but I don't understand, is that based on the actual size of the moon, it doesn't weigh nothing. It's like the inside's hollow.
Well, it's made out of it's made out of the mantle that was on the Earth. When I forget the name of it, but when the planet hit the Earth and glanced off the side, it took off mantle. And
that's the story the aliens want you to believe.
Yeah, the basalt that comes off is basically stuff that floated up when Earth was a ball of magma.
So I know. I read all that crap, and I still don't understand how the hell it actually worked. But that's
that's. So it's CB, and I know you want to move on, but when this moon falls out of its orbit, that will
it's not going to fall out of the orbit. It's slowly moving away as it orbits the Earth, and it's like it's something like a quarter of an inch a year or an inch and a quarter a year, but eventually the gravitational attraction between the moon and the Earth will dissipate enough that the moon will just go off into space.
Now, could this movement of the moon, this gradual movement away from Earth, have any effect on what is being dubbed as our climate change and all this global warming bullshit? Because
it's moving so slowly.
But still, you're right. It is moving slowly. But
the moon has a
great effect on our tides and our water, and I'm sure it's got more effect on weather than we think. So if it is moving away, that could explain the changes in our weather patterns that we're now saying, oh, it's global warming, when it's really not. It's the moon moving out of our orbit.
Well, I would say the moon was a lot closer to us in the 14th century when the Earth was hotter for man than any time in the 2,000 years that man's existed and been able to record. Now, how long has the Earth been around?
14 billion years.
14 billion years.
Well, that, no, that's the age of the universe. I think the
Earth is a couple
probably
million.
12 billion.
12 billion?
Something like that.
Oh, whatever. It starts with a B. It's more than my brain can figure out.
And you're assuming that the Big Bang Theory is how everything was created, correct?
Well, that's the current theory.
No, I know. I'm asking. Because there's everything.
Do I believe it? I mean, physics breaks down when you get to the singularity, because the singularity that they talk about is basically shorthand for we don't know what the fuck it was.
I think God created it, and God's name is Mork. Nanu, motherfuckers.
I do know who Mork is.
Oh, my God, I said it. I only got 20 minutes in with saying the bad word.
Well, I mean...
Fuck in the first opening sentence.
Did I?
Oh, yes. Listen to the podcast.
Well, that's... I added mother to that one.
Mother is only half a word.
I can say it in Arabic.
Yeah. I mean, the moon has a significant impact on our climate.
I think it
because
does.
Because it regulates the wobble and the spin of the Earth, which created because it regulates the spin of the Earth and
it's moving away at like an inch a year or a half an inch a year. So
yeah, oh yeah,
the Earth is going to end in 12 years is bullshit.
Well, no, I'm not saying the Earth's going to end in 12 years, but even an inch or half an inch.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez really says that, and I'm really regretting getting the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tramp stamp, because she's it's starting to irritate me. I just, you know how much a fix costs? Oh my God!
That's your fucking problem.
That's right. Yeah, well, as long as I don't go to prison. If I go to prison, I'd be really popular with that. I got her face with the big moon eyes and everything.
She said anything stupid this week?
She says something stupid every week.
Man, that's true.
She told one of the Democrats who was out in California. California had their convention, and I don't think they're Democrats anymore. They're friggin' socialist assholes. But Hickenlooper, who used to be the governor of Colorado, said that socialism is not the way to win an election. And he got booed for 5 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. And then another guy said that climate change and stuff is not the issues that we're going to win a presidential election on. And they booed him for 3 minutes. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted out that particular Democratic congressman should just sashay on out of here. Because apparently,
on Gay Pride Week,
unbeknownst to everybody, AOC, the 29-year-old bartender who did not grow up poor, despite what she wants you to think, is running the Democratic Party.
Oh,
she might as well. Bernie's about ready to keel over any second. So, and Biden, I mean, come on, seriously.
I
love the fact that Biden's ahead in the polls, because he's like the biggest moron in the history of the world. All these leftists that go, oh, Trump's stupid. Trump's so stupid. Yeah, he's so stupid. He's got at least $4 billion. I don't know about $8 billion, but he's got at least $4 billion. He lost $1 billion and recovered it all four times over, and he got elected president. Okay. And Venezuela just lost all the Russian military support. Mexico's stopping people at the border. China's about to come back and kiss his friggin' ass. But, you know, he's stupid. I think he should just keep on being stupid for another 5.5 years. What do you think?
Hey, I agree. But, hey, I got a real quick update on New York State and legalizing marijuana, because I think this is just...
Oh, well, they should, because Cuomo's obviously on something.
Well, it appears what they're going to do here in New York State is they're going to do it a county by county. They're going to allow each county to decide if they're going to allow it in that county.
Oh, like blue laws.
Yeah, kind of. Because we do actually in Pennsylvania, there still is places that, you know, you can't drink and, you know, stuff like that.
There ain't many, but there are a few.
No, there's Hartford is one of them. But that's what it appears right now. There's at least 7 counties that have straight up said it's never going to happen. Don't even think about it. It's a definite no. My county is leaning definitely towards the yes, but they had a couple of stipulations. One was that New York City had to legalize it. And I'm not sure why, other than the fact that we have Binghamton University here.
Well, they don't want the traffic.
Well, 80% of the students that...
No, I'm serious. They don't want the traffic.
I think CV just nailed that one.
I mean, the place down the street, about 20 minutes from me, that it had a retail pot store put, has a horrible traffic problem because of that.
Well, but at this point in time, if it brings money into the, you know, if
no,
we
it's the citizens that are complaining because they can't get around town.
Yeah, and the money that's involved, just ask the Nebraska police, okay? Because the Nebraska police are making a fortune pulling over people leaving Colorado.
Oh yeah.
I just thought that was interesting. County by county is the current thought pattern on this, and they are looking.
So you're going to have dry counties and wet counties, and people are going to go across the county line to purchase what they want.
That's pretty much it.
Munchy counties and non-munchy counties.
Yeah, and they're hoping to get some of this actually taken care of within the next 2 months before they go on break. So.
Okay.
I'm hoping maybe in 2 months, Broome County will be
Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor of Florida, who beat the socialist mayor of Tallahassee by like 32,000 votes. And we dodged a big bullet. Oh, by the way, Gillum, the socialist mayor of Tallahassee, former now, he's out of office. He's trying to raise money to register 1 million new voters in Florida to beat Trump. He's under indictment from a grand jury, and I told you he wouldn't last long if he did win, because the feds were so far up his ass for all the dirty stuff he was doing. He did have to pay back $5,000 on an ethics violation for accepting Hamilton tickets and stuff from an undercover guy, but he's in a lot more trouble than that. And the other guy that's in trouble is what's his name? The black guy in Congress who's the number three in the Democrats. Chubby guy. Oh, come on. Somebody know his damn name.
Not me.
I don't pay.
Clyburn. I don't have to James Clyburn. Apparently James Clyburn has been embezzling money from his campaign funds for a decade or more. And his wife has a couple $1 million stashed away, and the feds are all over that. But he was on the Sunday talk shows. We need to go slowly and build consensus, but this president is evil and must eventually be impeached. Okay, good. Well, you don't get a vote from jail, asshole.
No, sorry.
A little commentary there. Oh, we've got our own Animals Are Great sort of segment tonight. And if you ever see Gutfeld on the Five, you go, animals are great, animals are great. Drives me crazy. He shows all these little cute animals.
Straight up drives me crazy.
We don't have cute animals. I like Gutfeld. Right? He talks.
We have animals.
Twitter sometimes.
Yeah. We have manly animals.
I've got his Gutfeld monologues book right behind me. It's signed.
Keep it.
Well, it's funny. His monologues are fun.
I'll take him any day over the heavy set guy that used to be on there, and I can't think of his name. He was just
Bob Beckel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Could not stand him at all.
Well, you know, he had his own problems.
He did.
If you know what I mean.
I do.
But that's why he kept getting fired. But we have a pig, a snake, and a gator on our Animals Are Great.
A pig, a snake, and a gator walk into a bar.
There's a good
joke. I'm running the fuck out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take the pig.
Let's go first up with the plastered porky. According to OutdoorRevival.com, campers were having a weekend of fun, bonfires, and drinking. This was in Australia. And they woke up during the night to find a pig finishing off 18 cans of their beer.
Damn
18
pig.
Cans.
That's a lot of
Foster's?
Beer.
Huh? Oh, Jesus, oil cans?
Australia. That might even been the big cans. That was one drunk-ass pig.
Oil cans.
It happened in a campground in Port Hedland, Australia, where some careless campers left their beer out before they went to bed. It was reported the campsite
who
owner...
Who the hell expects a pig to come along?
Yeah, there had been a pig running around the past few nights getting into people's belongings. One camper who was set up across from the victim said they woke up and witnessed it all. It was the middle of the night, and these people were opposite us, and I heard crunching in the can. And they got their torch out, which means flashlight, and shined it on the pig.
Might have been a torch.
And there he was. No, that's what.
Australia. I forgot. Australia. Sorry.
Yeah, crunching away at their cans. By the time he was spotted, he was slamming down the last beer and ran off. According to witnesses, he ran off to dig through the trash for something to eat. He was clearly buzzed, and then he started a fight with a cow.
That's what I do when I'm drunk. I fight with cows.
He was running around the vehicle being chased by the cow. Apparently, the cow didn't like the fight and was chasing the pig, and the pig went, I may be drunk, but that cow's about 14 times bigger than me. So the pig showed up several nights in a row, causing chaos, helping himself to anything he could find to pig out on.
Pigs will eat anything. They don't give a shit what it is. I'm surprised that the pig didn't actually eat the entire can of the beer as well as drink it.
Well, after doing battle with the cow, the pig made its way to a river where he passed out drunk, laying under a tree for shelter. And some curious campers who heard the ruckus went to look for him and found him in the same spot and snapped a picture. So we've got a picture of the hungover pig in the next morning.
I'm actually surprised that the 13 cans of beer that didn't actually end up killing the pig.
18 cans.
18 cans, I mean, especially if they were the
pig fosters.
I guess so.
Well, let's put it this way. He went to sleep under that tree, and he still wasn't moving the next day when they came and found him and took the picture. So we got the plastered porky.
That'd be some tasty bacon.
Then we head to Florida.
Beer, batter, bacon.
You got it.
We head to Florida, and for all the ladies out there listening, you might want to be a little more careful when you sit down the toilet. Florida man.
I always look.
You look for snakes?
I always check when I open.
This is in Coral Springs.
You don't know what's in there?
Well, I don't want to, you know, if my
Coral Springs is a little north of Miami on the East Coast. May 29th, Florida man lifted the toilet seat in his bathroom early Sunday morning, and a 4-foot ball python rose out of the toilet and bit him on the arm. Thank God it was the arm.
Yeah
really.
Well, in my case, it would not have been the arm.
Yeah, the guy's name was Baltazar Jimeno, 52.
Baltazar. Wasn't he the guy in Battlestar Galactica?
No, Baltazar Getty got his ear chopped off when he was kidnapped. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
He made a movie out of that. He doesn't own the snake and had no clue how the non-venomous reptile slithered into his Coral Springs apartment. It was in your toilet. It came up through the sewer, baby.
How was it? Pythons aren't venomous?
No.
No,
why? They really? When they get
they
big enough,
they get strangle. They're the strangle.
Yeah,
that's it.
Strangle. Okay.
I bet their bite still hurts, though.
Yeah, but it won't kill you.
He was treated at his home by emergency service workers following the 6 a.m. snake bite. Oh, this is his morning dump, too. It was 6 a.m. He's going for his morning dump before he went to work. And
Could you imagine if he'd sat down and it come up and just got him in the balls?
Well, he was sitting down, and apparently it went out the only light it saw, and his hand was there, and...
I got you. I thought as soon as he lifted the lid, it jumped up and bit him. That was my understanding of it.
Now, here's the funny part. The snake was subsequently brought to a veterinarian's office for treatment of an infection. We don't know if the snake got the infection from Baltazar or not, but if you're dating Baltazar, maybe that's not a good
idea. Get yourself checked.
Yeah, get yourself checked, okay?
People flush strange things down the drain. That snake probably got flushed down a toilet somewhere or got in through a sewer. That's kind of freaky to think.
Well, there's pythons all over Florida. In the Everglades, the state government pays you to get rid of them.
I was watching a show on that the other night.
They get paid big bucks for to do that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And you get to keep the snake.
So you get the skin.
You can get the skin. You can get the meat. There's people who make like art projects out of the snake heads. You can make a shit ton of money out of those things.
Yeah, I've seen a show about that too. Big bucks.
I've got better things to do than hunting for fucking snakes in the Everglades, but that's all right.
I was thinking maybe we could start a new business.
So as frightening as the toilet snake in Coral Springs was, that wasn't even the scariest Florida creature of the week.
Florida really, you know, had a
bite.
Two days later, the snake is wiped off the news just like anything good about Trump. Okay? Because in Clearwater...
That's not his name. What's his name?
Orange Man Bad.
Thank you.
Orange OMB.
Yeah. In Clearwater, Florida, we now have the kitchen gator. Okay. Now let me tell you, Clearwater is not too far from me. May 31st. That's not even 2 days later, because it was 3 a.m. So it would have been 6 a.m. to get two full days. After a brief rain, toilet snake is replaced by kitchen alligator as Florida's king of the reptiles. Sorry, Godzilla. Toilet snake, you've been replaced already. Police were called early this morning to a Clearwater, Florida residence after the homeowner reported that an 11-foot alligator, an 11-footer. I mean, look at those teeth. That's you guys can see the picture. It's five, six-inch teeth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not fun.
Broke into the condo via a ground-level window at 3 a.m.
What's the alligator doing out at 3 a.m.? Doesn't he have parents?
Well, he's obviously an adult. He can go where he wants when he wants.
All right.
They're nocturnal. They're out at night.
He doesn't have a curfew.
He's fine.
That's a full-grown gator. A little 4 foot gator might have a curfew, but not 11 foot. Yeah,
this is the mommy or the dad.
That's a manly man gator right there, boy. The invader was subsequently corralled by a trapper, but not before it knocked over furniture, broke a bottle of wine, and basically scared the living shit out of everybody. Cops reported that there were no injuries during the incident. The Clearwater home where alligator briefly resided is adjunct to the 11th green at the Gary Player designed Countryside Country Club. And actually, I know where that is. The hole includes a large lake from which the alligator may have emerged.
Well, the only thing I know about playing golf in Florida is they said if your ball goes in the water or in the woods, don't go looking for it.
F it.
Yeah. Don't go looking for it. It's gone.
Yeah.
Assume if you're in a body of water in Florida, assume there's an alligator in it.
No stroke. Just walk away. I remember I was down in the 90s, and I went to Key West, and I think it's Marathon Key is the one right above it. I believe that's what it's called. And that's where the golf course is. Key West isn't big enough to have a golf course. But I went up to Marathon Key to play golf, and I was on like the 7th hole, and my ball was on the edge of the pond just short of the green on my second shot. So I had chip up and a putt, and maybe I could make a par, right, or at least a bogey. And I play bogey golf anyway. When I make a bogey, I figure that's a good hole. And I'm walking up to my ball, and an 11-foot or more alligator decided now was the time I'm going to come slithering up out of the pond. And the sumbitch was like 3 feet from my ball, and he just plops his ass on down the grass and starts looking at you with them big creepy-ass eyes. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to get it. And the guys I was playing with going, oh, that's whatever the hell the gator's name. I should remember the gator's name, but he did have a name. It's like, I think it was George.
George the Gator.
Yeah, it was like George the Gator. And that's George. He'll go away in a little while. And I said, well, there's people behind us and stuff. Well, just drop a ball on the other side and chip. So that sounds like a reasonable way to
get it. Do they have gator rules in Florida?
Apparently so. So I drop a ball like 35, 40 feet away from the gator. And I'm watching the gator lining up my chip shot. And obviously, I wasn't calm because I sculled my chip right over the green into the pond. And I started walking towards the next tee, and the guy said, where are you going? I said, give me a snowman. It's winter rules. And he said, okay. In other words, it was a par four. I said, just give me an eight. Fuck it. I'm out of here.
Yeah. You knew that hole was not destined to be played by you.
No, and I mean it was like a 15-foot chip up over the lip of the green to roll gently down towards the flag and make your putt. No, I got a George the Gator looking at me, and I'm just I was not calm. This was not like baseball in the ninth inning where I was always calm. Well, the one guy I was playing with didn't help either. He says. Those suckers are fast, too.
that's all I needed
to hear.
They can run like 30 miles an hour, I think, on land. They are fast. And, you know, I would have had images of the Happy Gilmore movie.
I was 12 to 15 yards away from him when I was landing this chip shot.
Yeah, it's a little too close.
Apparently 12 to 15 yards, he could have eaten me before I got my backswing done.
Pretty much. You would have been dinner.
Yeah, so anyway, I went back down to Key West where, you know, it was more fun and There's nothing down there to worry about.
Just nothing down there to eat you.
Yeah, well, you know, some of the gay waiters, but other than that, it was okay. Oh, they got good food down there. You know where the worst food in Key West is?
No.
Jimmy Buffett's place. Everybody's, oh, we got to go to Jimmy Buffett's place. We got to eat a cheeseburger in paradise. Ah. They sucked. It was awful. This is in the mid-90s. And I'm paying $7.50 for a friggin' cheeseburger. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be really good. Crazy McDonald's made better cheeseburgers. It was horrible. Screw you, Jimmy Buffett. Go put some shoes on, you bastard. Anyway, what else we got? Oh, in our We Can't Make This Shit Up segment tonight, we have a Cankles story.
I love this one. This is and just
Hillary will never go away. Cankles, if you know what cankles are, that's basically when you don't have ankles. Okay? Your fat legs just go straight down to your fat feet. So that's cankles. And speaking of which, did you see any of the pictures today? I got one on ZipDip blog of Hillary in a white pantsuit versus Melania today in England.
I did.
I saw it. Who put the hat on Hillary, though?
Yeah, the hat's photoshopped on there.
I know. It's a bad photoshop. That's the problem.
It wasn't even a good one, but still, the pantsuit picture was real. I double-checked it.
That's okay. The other one, I remember the other picture where she was sitting in a chair and it looked like she stole her dress from the Motel 6 shower.
All I can say is the same thing I said.
It was the
November of 2016. Thank you, President Trump, for making America hot again. Can you imagine if we had to look at Hillary and Chelsea all the friggin' time instead of Melania and Ivanka?
Well, you know, we're going to have to look at Chelsea. Chelsea will be somewhere important where she's involved all the time.
So I got a letter from... I got a letter
she's going to be running for Congress.
I got a letter from the First Lady today, by the way.
You did.
That's nice.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I thought she, finally she's come to her senses and she'll date me. No, she just wanted money. Just like every other woman I've ever met in my life.
Send in your donation now. Yeah, I got a text message from Trump today, too, wanting money.
Did you?
Yeah. About 2 o'clock.
While he was in England, he took time out to text you.
He did. He wanted money.
You're important.
I am.
All right. So anyway, Cankles. This is why we can't make this shit up. And you might have heard this story already because we don't often bring you stories that the media actually covers. Since it's about a Democrat, a failed presidential candidate, or
former failed presidential candidate Hillary.
She'll
always be a failed presidential candidate. Plus a failed Secretary of State, failed wife, failed senator.
Lawyer.
Not really a great lawyer either.
She got disbarred. It's failed.
She got disbarred and her best friend from the law firm shot himself twice in the back of the head. So, you know.
Just along with about 70 other people.
Little things like that happen. But we all know about the Russian thing. Oh, the Russian thing. And I've been telling you for years, it's the Russian thing is a Democratic thing. It's not a Trump thing. But, and now all that's going to come out soon. We'll let that go. But former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton to keynote the FireEye Cyber Defense Summit. This
otherwise entitled What I Learned on My Summer Vacation.
Yeah, clearly falls on the header, we cannot even make this shit up. World's leading cybersecurity experts, government officials, and executives collaborate to solve for tomorrow's risks today. Was Hillary just up there as an example of what not the
That's
fuck?
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe she is. Maybe she's up there to explain how bad she fucked up. Well, she fucked up. Maybe that's the point.
Maybe it's just for shits and giggles. I don't know.
It could be a giant joke. And she doesn't know she's the butt of it.
Well, the intelligence-led security company announced the details for the summit 2019 in October at the Washington Hilton in D.C. I've been there. They have great bathrooms in the rooms. Everything's like black marble with gold trim and stuff. They're fucking awesome bathrooms. But anyway, among the keynote speaker lineup, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will engage in a Q&A with FireEye CEO Kevin Mandia on the geopolitical landscape and its implications for our global cybersecurity. This should be good coming from the woman who all her emails are owned by every single enemy of this country. The only people who haven't seen all her emails is us.
Yes. And her fucking server was in her bathroom, for Christ's sake.
Well, where do you keep yours?
She's an advocate of internet freedom.
Well, and I guess
you, even while Secretary of State, I want internet. I want the freedom to not use the secure servers at the Department of State. I'll just use the one in my hallway, outside the bathroom.
Right, but CB, you say, where's my server? It's in my office, but I also don't have classified information on mine. I mean, if she's going to have a server in her house, it should have been in, it shouldn't have been there in the first place. Yeah, but if she did, it needed to be in a secured room.
They found like 150 pages of classified shit, and that was after she got rid of half of it. Okay. Oh, I missed those 150.
I think
there's 31,000 pages you're trying to get rid of. You know, missing 150 is not a bad percentage.
I think CB's onto something, though. Maybe she's being set up to just to be looked like the fool because you know this guy is going to sit down and do a Q&A with her, and maybe he's going to, you know, hey, why did you have a server in your bathroom? I doubt it. But
how much is that server in your bathroom?
I don't know. Ask Chinese. Beijing knows.
Everybody but us.
I'm sure Moscow knows. I would imagine the other country that knows is Israel, because people don't realize Israel's Mossad is one of the best spy agencies in the world. You know, another really good spy agency, and this will shock you guys, but I've been reading the history of it. I have no life, so I'm reading this. Yeah. I have to do something when I'm not playing. I haven't played poker in a week, but when I'm not playing poker, I read. And the book I'm reading now is about the spy agency run by the Vatican. It's been going on since the mid-late 1400s.
I want to ask you some stuff about that.
They had killers and all kinds of stuff, man. It was just badass stuff. They wanted to kill the original Queen Elizabeth.
Really?
Because you know, King Henry VIII pulled away from Rome and made England Protestant.
Church of England.
And Rome was pissed off about that for centuries. Wow. So they wanted to knock off his daughter and put Mary Queen of Scots on the throne.
That was the whole show, The Crown, that was on Netflix
really?
Yeah, and I watched it. It was like 6 seasons long. It was all about that. It was excellent. All about Mary Queen of Scots. And the overthrowing of Queen Elizabeth, and it didn't work,
bitches.
Nope, it sure didn't work.
But trying to get it done, the Vatican's spies killed a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They had good explosions back then too. They learned how to use gunpowder and stuff, and they blew up one of her closest advisors' homes. They just turned it to rubble. And this was in the 1500s, for God's sakes. So crazy anyway, stuff. So that's where we got Hillary going. She's we're empowering defenders together. That's the theme of this cyber defense summit. I think
Hillary's
thing should be enabling enemies together.
She is the worst example to use as a keynote speaker. They've got to be using it more as a what she did wrong, and it's got to be, because how can she be an expert in the field to talk on this when she fucked up as bad as she did?
Well, I can tell you how we can help them, Slim.
She literally bleached hard drives. I mean, it was all done intentionally.
Oh, they used hammers.
They used the bleach. I'm saying it's a program.
Yeah, I know.
Bleach, and then they smashed them.
But they smashed up their hard drives and phones and everything else. Gee, I'm not hiding anything.
No, not at all.
But here's how
Tom Brady got a bigger sentence for destroying his cell phone.
Really? All she did was come within about 60 electoral votes of becoming president. FireEye welcomes the expertise and creativity of industry thought leaders in shaping the topics that will be covered during Cyber Defense Summit. The company invites speakers to propose innovative, thought-provoking, and relevant presentation topics for summit breakout sessions.
Well, all she needs
and
to
then
do
they
is
give
going
you a website with... where you can do it. I think we should submit a breakout session.
We should.
Yeah. Which country has those 30,000 emails? Russia, China, or Israel? Discuss.
Yeah. Or all of the above.
Yeah, I think,
know the NSA,
I think the answer to that one's pretty easy.
You know the NSA has them, too. Yeah. And that's one of the things
they're sitting at Cheyenne Mountain right now.
Yeah, I guarantee you're 100% correct. And why we can't get them,
because they're not supposed to have them.
Well, you know, I read in one article, it's because no one's really ever asked. And I wonder
if
that's
probably afraid
true.
To ask.
You might be right. But I think it may come right down to the fact that no one's really ever asked the NSA, because if they do, then it does show the true power that the NSA holds over getting a hold of documents from us as well. And I think it will scare too many people. That's my thought on it.
Well, they booed, like I said, they booed all the Democrats at that California thing because they said socialism is a good idea and all that kind of stuff. Slim found a story this week about Venezuela, you know, where the Russians pulled out their military support like Trump told them to.
Oh, Trump's threatening them. That's just a cover up for the fact they stole the election. He's threatening them. He's going to start World War III.
Sorry, Russia left.
Well, but they don't need to be there because crime's down now.
Yeah, and why is crime down? Because the socialism has made their economy so friggin' bad that it costs $15 just for enough bullets to fill your gun one time. And the robbers can't afford it because people don't have nothing to steal anyway. So they aren't carrying cash or luxury items to steal. And a gang leader said it doesn't pay off to use up a clip of bullets. It's $15 when you can't get shit off anybody.
No, and with their hyperinflation rate so fast that it's $15.50 tomorrow morning and then $15.75, you know,
in
the
afternoon.
And then
so on the good side of socialism, violent deaths have decreased as the economy started spiraling. On the bad side of socialism, deaths from hunger have increased.
Yes.
Oh. But anyway, hey, there's less murders.
There you go.
So maybe that's how we keep all those those people in Guatemala and Honduras and stuff. Maybe if we just turn them completely socialist, they'll stay the fuck home. I don't know. Fat chance. All right. So time-wise, we're going to go to the last story.
Yes, I'd rather
do that. Because this is just weird.
Do you have the song queued up?
Yes,
I do. It's okay. In San Francisco. We're not going to talk about the shit-filled streets. We're not going to talk about the illegals that are sheltered from the feds. We're not going to talk about the drugs, the crime, and the homelessness. Nope. Tonight, we just want to tell you what a long, strange trip San Francisco still is.
It is.
Apparently, a San Francisco sound engineer accidentally dosed himself with LSD while cleaning a 1960s radio equipment. It was actually a keyboard. Synthesizer Elliot Curtis was cleaning was quite popular in the 60s when LSD friendly musicians were looking for new sounds. Unbeknownst to him, they left remnants behind.
Kind of lucky.
Oops.
Yeah, so this guy gets his old synthesizer out of a warehouse where it's kept cool and dark and everything, and he's trying to clean it up, you know.
Old electronic equipment can be worth a lot of money.
Yeah, he's a radio operator. He's into this kind of shit, you know. But according to the Daily Mail and Channel 5 KPIX, Elliot Curtis was merely trying to fix the old synthesizer he'd found in the dark closet in San Francisco Cal State University East Bay when he started to feel different. Apparently, there was rumors, now proved true, that 1960s radio operators would dip their fingers in liquid LSD and touch their devices for inspiration. That just sounds kinky. But this had just been that, rumors, until Curtis started to tinker with a Buchla Model 100, literally covered in the drug. Nice. He removed a module to clean a crust or crystalline residue that bothered him. However, the substance seemed to dissolve in his hand and began to alter his perspective.
You know what? This is 50-year-old LSD. This was probably some good shit.
Liquid LSD, this is the stuff they put on the little tablets, you know.
Yeah, this was probably...
It was all on paper.
You dip your finger in that, you get enough on your finger for 5-6 hits. Anyway, poor Curtis tripped for 9 straight hours.
Good for him.
Albert Hoffman, who first synthesized the substance in 1943, accidentally dosed himself with the drug in the same way. LSD is usually consumed orally through blotting paper dipped in the drug or taking in liquid form directly. So the notion that cleaning an old machine could get one high 50 years after it was applied was the furthest thing from his mind. The psychoactive substance was stashed on the machine's module on purpose or merely forgotten is unclear. But the Buchla Model 100 itself had quite a trippy history. The device was created by Don Buchla of Cal, who was friends with the Grateful Dead sound engineer Osley Stanley, a man renowned for cooking up the purest LSD at the time, and even referenced as such in Tom Wolfe's Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test. I don't know if you have Tom Wolfe, but Tom Wolfe wrote his book after doing LSD for like forever. Hmm. So, you know, what a long, strange trip it's been. But there's a picture of Buchla in one of those synthesizers, and I don't understand any of this stuff. I'm not musically inclined. The only thing I can do with music is criticize people on American Idol.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm good at that. Yeah. I'm the American Simon. I like to wear T-shirts and show my hairy chest. Hmm. And my man boobs.
So I guess that's it tonight, because you guys want to close with a song, so I guess say hi to the kids.
We could, or we could also mention that the New Mexico governor who pulled troops from the southern border, calling it a charade about the invasion, just last week asked the money for the feds to feed all these illegals that are a charade. Another one. We just can't make this shit up.
No, we really can't.
Yeah, no crisis there, no crisis there. Oh, now suddenly there's a crisis. Oh, my favorite meme of the week sums up leftist thinking pretty well. The mayor of San Francisco standing there and saying, how can I stop people from shitting on the sidewalk? And Pelosi down below her saying, have you tried outlawing straws?
Oh, God.
There you go. These are the people that want to run our country.
We are so doomed.
By the way, Liverpool won the Champions League. Go Reds!
Boo. Say hi to the kids.
I love commie kickball.
CB's not gonna say hi to the kids.
He's too busy. Oh shit, I was on mute.
He's gone.
I said it twice.
He's watching that soccer clip I put on my Facebook page.
Yeah, right.
Zlatan, you are not Zlatan.
Good night, everyone. See you next Monday night.
Good night, LJ. Good night, Wesley. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh God, I'll be above the Mason Dixon next week. Holy shit.
You will like us on Facebook, follow us on iTunes, Spotify, all the streaming networks. See ya.
Bye.
Just had some kind of mushroom.